Welcome to 15 Minutes of Problem Solving Discussion with Fred Kuhn and our next guest.
Welcome, everybody, to Workplace Strategies. We have a great guest today, Rob C. Rob is HR Director for the Employee Experience Platform of Bonfire. Bonfire is a mobile app for HR employee building relationships and engagement. Rob has over 20 years of proven HR leadership experience. So, Rob, welcome to the show.
Hi, Fred. Delighted to be here.
Let's get into the issue today of organizational culture, priority alignment, and boomers and Gen Xers and millennials and Y. And let's start that with, is organizational culture and priority alignment more important, and to which generation, and what are they looking for in terms of culture, and what are managers trying to put together in terms of profit? So it's the harmony and profit concept.
Sure. Great question, Fred. You know, certainly from my experience, you know, we've certainly seen a lot of tendencies based upon, you know, the various generations. And this isn't to say that, you know, everyone within that generation, you know, is certainly this way, but I think that there are some characteristics which you know, are similar depending upon which generation they're from. And so when I look at the boomer generation, right, specifically around, you know, the priority alignment, you know, was a tendency, I think, that resonated more so with that generation. And, you know, a lot of it had to do with, you know, that generation just, I think, being more focused of looking at their roles as an extra, you know, just a job, right, to generalize it. And it's why you saw, I think, the tenure, the average tenure of the baby boomers to be a lot longer than what you've seen in other generations. Shift that focus, right, and move to the millennials. And, you know, it really felt like there was a transition and a shift towards more focus around the culture and the importance of culture with millennials and the need for them to really have a desire for seeking out the right culture, the appropriate culture for them. And now as we look ahead for Gen X and Gen Z, we start to see, you know, even more changes with both of those cultures as well. You know, Gen X certainly, you know, has priority alignment, but their focus on culture is, you know, what we've seen is a tendency to be almost about equal, right, in importance and relevance for them. And it really starts to see when we look at Gen Z that similar predicament is kind of unrolling for that generation as well, where they're seeking, you know, clarity and understanding around, you know, where they spend their time, wanting to make sure that they add value into their position.
Does this create issues within a corporation because of these cultural diversities or interest diversities?
I believe it does, Fred. And, you know, just because it creates issues doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad issues, right? I think it creates, you know, sometimes, you know, opportunities to really step back and look at, you know, how these multi-generation organizations are, you know, functioning and working together. And so, you know, there's needs for additional time, resources, and training, right, spent focused in on these different generations to help create more awareness and understanding so that they can continue to be efficient, continue to be profitable as an organization.
Have you experienced greater success hiring employees from a specific generation? Which one and why?
Yeah, for Bonfire, we're a fairly young organization, and you know, we're in the, you know, SaaS startup world, and so, you know, we attract a lot of talent predominantly from the millennial generation. And so, you know, I would say that that has certainly been the generation that we've had the most success in hiring for.
Why do you feel that? I mean, can you just expand further and contrast why the millennial?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think as we kind of, you know, talked about, you know, I referenced earlier, you know, I think the millennial, you know, was the generation that, you know, is really culture, you know, certainly a big component of, you know, what they were seeking, and as well as things like entrepreneurship and innovation and creativity. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I feel, you know, a lot of startup organizations have a reputation, right, of erring on this side, right, of the workforce. So I think it's a natural tendency for that generation to, you know, to navigate towards the startup community.
When you move into that generation and you find them in your workforce, I know the boomers have always been characterized as loyal, hardworking, task-focused. The millennials, how are they characterized as opposed? I'm sure you have some Z folks in your organization too in their 20s. So how are you seeing the work ethic differences?
There's definitely differences, right, that we see, right, tendencies amongst the different generations and you know, specific with work ethic. You know, a lot of it, I think, just has to do, to be honest with you, Fred, around, you know, us kind of resetting, you know, our expectations as employers to understand that, hey, there's a different, you know, there is a different generation out there that has a different level of expectation. So understanding like the need for development and, you know, growth opportunities and making those more visible is certainly something that we've seen is a lot higher value from some of the newer generations than, say, from the boomers, right, who, you know, as you referenced, had a tendency to be more loyal.
Right. Yeah. You're seeing more turnover, are you not? Or let's talk a little about turnover, because isn't this a more of a characteristic of the Z and the Y? And if they don't like something, they go or the next place quickly. Being a job 5 years is no longer the norm.
That is correct. You know, certainly that, you know, I think you do see a tendency, you know, I think, and that's, you know, for higher turnover, right, within organizations. But I think that's driven by a couple of things, Fred. One, I think it's, you know, certainly the tighter job market, right? There's a lot of opportunities out there for, you know, this, you know, a lot of the same competing talent. But two, I think it is also a tendency, right, of what we see within some of these generations, that the needs and desires that they have, that they seek now within, you know, their careers is a lot different than that of boomers and, you know, Gen Xers. And so, you know, I think, you know, it's something that employers have had to adjust to because of that. And this is why you see them changing and shifting focus to the areas that have been, you know, highlighted by these groups and why the people are leaving when they talk about, you know, better culture or adding value or growth and development. You know, companies have had to react to that.
Let me explore that and just ask about your experience with that particular point. The companies that seem to be fast adjusting to these differentials in generations are the tech companies. But the more solid companies that are, when I say solid, more the older mainstream manufacturing, those sort of, they seem to be much less so. Am I incorrect in that assumption?
No, I would say you're accurate in that assumption for sure, Fred. I think it's you know, we have seen a tendency where there have been companies which have, I think, been able to shift and adjust to the changes, you know, a lot quicker. You know, and you know, I think it's for a variety of reasons, right? Why maybe some of these organizations have either lagged, right, in that area, whether that be from, you know, a reluctancy to change, right? Or, you know, from just the actual expense that it was going to require from a resource standpoint, right, to make the change. But, you know, I do feel like that, you know, the economy and that the workforce is dictating that, and those organizations will certainly have to adjust and change as well.
So I have one more question for you. What should colleges be doing to help prepare students for the generational mix in the new workplace?
Yeah, it's a great question, Fred. You know, I think colleges, you know, again, I think they do a great job of, you know, helping to prepare, you know, students, you know, especially on, you know, from a technical perspective, right, of things to look at and prepare for going into the job market. But I do think there's opportunities, right, for universities and colleges to, you know, perhaps look at implementing other, you know, maybe perhaps unconventional methods, right, which give them more opportunities to exposure around this diverse generations mix that they're getting ready to step into. And whether that be, you know, helping to redefine and set expectations around internships. And so I think, you know, internships and co-ops in the past, right, have really been about, you know, just going out and getting the actual exposure that you're going to need to prepare you for the job market. But, you know, also realizing that take the opportunity, right, to, you know, really focus in on the experience that they're going to get from the interactions that they're going to have with these multi-generations, right, and take that as a perspective of learning that they can apply later on. But then also making sure, right, that they carve out opportunities to really expose the students, I think, to the different generations will really be something, I think, that could be helpful for them moving forward.
Let me ask you, this is kind of off the cuff question. If colleges are going to do internships, like you said, the internships are hands-on practical stuff historically. Learn how to hit this button, learn how to do this. We have a workforce right now, and we have an excellent job market. But we don't have all the skills needed for this job market. So what should colleges be doing, and what should companies and colleges be doing together to try to retrain this workforce?
Yeah, that's a great question too, Fred. And it's certainly one that presents a challenge in today's, you know, society. You know, I would definitely say, you know, it first starts with awareness, right? I think there has to be this awareness that there's this gap, right? This missing component and piece. Then I think what it takes, right, is that, you know, hopefully there's, you know, some of these organizations which, you know, feel and understand this gap as well, and that, you know, a partnership, right, with the universities, right, and colleges to help define what those skills are, right? And think about like how we need to redefine, you know, some of the aspects of traditional education, perhaps, right, that could have an impact on these gaps that we've identified. And so whether they be, you know, again, redefining the expectations related to internships or, you know, other curriculums, right, within the education process, I think it's going to be critical, right, on how we approach that and how we also, you know, look at redefining or retraining even current employees, right, to bridge that gap for sure.
And much more discussion, learning, and experiences are forthcoming over the next few years. Folks, you've been listening to Workplace Strategies, and our guest today is Rob C. Rob is the HR director for the Employee Experience Platform at Bonfire. Please check out his background, and if you want to get a hold of Rob, great. You'll have his contact information on the guest biography section of our website. Rob, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Fred. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for joining us. If you wish to speak with Fred, or you want a transcript of this interview, send an email to podcast@stuartcoopercoon.com. See you soon.